This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A bipartisan bill is due on the Senate floor tomorrow. It offers a path for many undocumented people to work legally, plus a path to citizenship. It would allow more skilled workers to come into the U.S. from overseas, a bone thrown to tech companies. And there's also a lot of new money proposed for border enforcement, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas has proposed more than doubling border security spending in the bill to $10 billion. He also wants 10,000 more Border Patrol and Customs agents.
There will be some bang for the buck.
Edward Alden of the Council on Foreign Relations says spending billions on high-tech fences and border agents will lead to more apprehensions of migrants and smugglers. But the bigger bang for the buck, adding customs inspectors to get more trucks through.
You probably get a security boost, but you'll also get an efficiency and trade boost to handle the huge traffic coming across those borders.
Economist Dennis Hoffman at Arizona State says defense contractors like Northrop Grumman are now scrambling to sell their military gadgets to secure the border.
Drone technology, any type of surveillance.
Conservatives who advocate spending more on border security, though, may have a tough time finding the money in tight budget times. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.